At Christmas time, we tend not to have pine trees, but we've got a little putukawa in the backyard, who I've nicknamed Pete. Pete the putukawa. And, of course, he becomes our Christmas tree at times. We put a bit of tinsel on him, and out he comes with his beautiful red blooms. Show me a Māori who doesn't like putukawa, and I'll show you a fibber. Righto, it's a beautiful, beautiful tree. It's endemic to our country, and it is very much under threat. Myrtle rust infections have been found on our beloved putukawa trees in Tamaki Makaurau at unprecedented levels this summer, and even on the iconic Rangitoto Island. Now, we're kindly joined for a kōrero today by Dr. Mahaja Ben Paramesi, a leader of the Beyond Myrtle Rust Research Program, who friends call him Marge. I hope I'm okay with that, Marge. Thanks very much for joining us on the program. My name's Dale, and a warm welcome to talk about putukawa and myrtle rust. Hi, Marge. Kia ora.
Kia ora. And morena to the listeners.
Thanks very much. Where does your interest in myrtle rust and putukawa stem from? What's your area of expertise to start off with, please, Marge?
So I'm a mycologist, so I study fungi as part of my research, and my interest is looking at the relationships between these fungi, but I started to work on rust fungi specifically, of which myrtle rust is one of them, and just seeing from other countries what happens to our plants. That's how I got interested in it.
And you're working on behalf of Manaaki Whenua Land Care Research. Now, a few years ago, I'm thinking 4 or 5 years ago, we were concerned about the spread of myrtle rust, but it seemed not to be in Auckland. But now it feels like the chickens or the myrtle rust has come home to roost. What can you tell us? What can you tell us about this fungi? I'm assuming myrtle rust is, and why is it spreading? Where did it come from, and what threats it poses?
So, lots of really good questions. So, it originally came from South America, and it was first found about 100 plus years ago, and it's slowly been making its way around the world. I mean, rusts are basically spread by wind currents. And it's made its way to Hawaii about 12, 13 years ago. And then from there, it was in Australia. And we have a pattern of, like, if things, if they get to Australia, it usually takes like 3 or 4 years after that. And then they come to New Zealand because it just blows over with the wind currents. And so that's sort of the pathway of it came, that it came to Aotearoa. And it arrived here in 2017, and yes, it wasn't a big problem then, but it's just like any disease, like the more plants that are infected, there's going to be more spores in the atmosphere that cause more infection.
Okay, well, that's myrtle rust. Where did putukawa arrive from?
So putukawa is an endemic New Zealand species. It belongs to New Zealand. There are closely related species that are present in other parts of the world, such as Hawaii. They have their Metrocedrus ohiensis, which is closely related to our putukawa, but putukawa is only in New Zealand.
It's an amazing rākau, isn't it? Its ability to cling to cliffs is something to marvel at.
Absolutely.
It's amazing, isn't it, putukawa? What else is special about the plant before we talk about the threat?
So the plant, I mean, of course, everybody loves it because it's just so beautiful and such a part of our Kiwi summers. What this plant does is that it can, as you mentioned before, is that it can grow in places that other plants can't get a foothold, so such as cliffs, and on Rangitoto Island, that's such a new island comparatively, and that was the first thing. That's the first thing that can actually grow on these very, very rocky, on a rocky ground.
So myrtle rust is working its menacing way forward from central North Island now in Tamaki Makaurau. So tell us how or what needs to be done here. Marge, you've been researching it, so you've identified it. I see some images of it. It's quite obvious too, Ihoma, if you are interested, if you're out in the Ngahere, keep an eye out for it. Myrtle Rust is, it looks out of place very much. So maybe you could talk with us about where it is, what we can do to try and eliminate it, or is it one of those sad situations that once it's here, it's hard to eliminate? Is that a potential for us to get rid of Myrtle Rust, or is it here to stay?
Unfortunately, it is here to stay, but it's not all hopeless, because there are things that people can do. So you mentioned that, monitoring the spread of this disease. There's a great tool that people can use, which is called iNaturalist New Zealand. And so we are encouraging people that, especially in places that most of us hasn't been seeing before or on new plants, is just to take a picture of it and upload it to iNaturalist New Zealand, so that way it gives us a better idea of where it is. And that's actually the first thing that alerted us to the fact that it was spreading so much in Tamaki, is that there were a lot more reports coming in from the city. So that's one thing that people can do. But then the other thing, they're just simple things such as, if you're thinking of planting things in your garden, there are lists that are available. Auckland Council has a list of good plants that, instead of planting more susceptible plants that are susceptible to the disease, maybe planting something that isn't going to get in the infection. Lily pillies are, unfortunately, they grow really fast and are good as hedge plants, but they get terribly infected. But the problem with them is that it doesn't kill the plant in this case, but they produce lots and lots and lots of spores, which then can be transmitted to ones that we actually do care about. So there are a few things that we can do.
Well, as I mentioned, I think all New Zealanders love Putukawa, and our whānau Māori have had a great association with it. The kawa at the end would also suggest that it has some rongoā Māori or therapeutic qualities as well. Have you delved into that area at all, Marge?
I haven't personally. We do have a researcher, Albie Marsh, who's at Plant and Food Research, who's been looking more into that, and then also looking at natural essences that could be used to control the disease. So our environment is just so complex, and there's so much we don't know about it. But there are solutions in our environment that are out there, that it's just to be discovered, to see what's going to be able to be used to control this disease.
It's been very nice to meet you, Tuanea, sister. Thank you, Majabin. Am I pronouncing your surname right? Is it Padamsi?
Padamsi.
Padamsi.
Padamsi, yeah.
Where do you hail from, Marge?
I'm originally from India, and then I moved to the U.S., for 18 years, and I've been in Aotearoa for 12 years, so kind of moved all over.
Yeah, and you've got an interesting accent as a result, but it's very nice to
meet you.
Thanks for the mahi you've been doing here on our Putukawa. I appreciate you sharing some kōrero with our listeners, Marge.
Oh, thank you for asking me. And if people want more information, we do have a website on the Beyond Myrtle Rust website. So if you just look for that, and I can send you a link, if that's then people can get some more information about this disease and what they can do.
Tēnā koe. Good to talk with you. Have a great weekend, Marge. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Nga mihi nui.
Me kua hoki. Thank you.